The state is considering taking an unprecedented step to ensure BP's Liberty Drilling project on the North Slope is completed safely. The Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission may require that state personnel are on site monitoring the project 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Liberty Reservoir is about 5 miles off the North Slope coast in federal waters, but BP is planning to access the oil from a man-made drilling pad in state waters using a technology called ultra-extended reach. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
4 mornings a week, Kathy Forrester swims 50 laps in an Anchorage swimming pool. And as she glides through the water these days, she often ends up thinking about the BP Gulf of Mexico spill, or more specifically, how to make sure it never happens in Alaska.
It gives you a lot of time to worry about things.
Forrester is a commissioner with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state agency that oversees oil and gas drilling. As she's learned about what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, she's been considering BP's Liberty Project. She thinks it may be necessary to have someone on site watching over the operation 24/7.
You know, we can have the best regulations in the world in place, but what are we going to do to keep somebody from making a bad judgment? And I was like, okay, the only way we can do it is if we have somebody that isn't reporting to them, but rather is reporting to us, who has the authority to shut them in the second something stupid is done.
The commission is considering more than a dozen other changes that would strengthen the state's regulations governing oil wells like Liberty. BP's drilling technique for Liberty is called ultra-extended reach. It involves constructing a massive onshore drilling rig that's sitting on a man-made gravel island connected to Alaska's coast by a mile-long causeway. From there, BP will drill 5 separate wells reaching 2 miles underneath the Beaufort Sea and as far as 8 miles out. Extended reach drilling has been around for decades, but the longest well so far is 7.6 miles, and Forrester says those extra tenths are significant.
The further out you go, the harder it gets. It's like, we've been to the moon, why can't we go to Saturn? You know what I'm saying? Every time you take it out a little bit further, the complexities increase.
One of the risks with the Liberty Project is that BP will be pushing the drilling out through areas of rock that haven't been tested with previous wells. Given the uncertainty, the state considers Liberty an exploratory well and imposes tighter regulations, even though the company has a proven reservoir of oil. Forrester says drilling through untested rock increases the likelihood of hitting a surprise.
And a typical surprise would be a layer of shallow gas sand that they didn't know was there. And if you look back at the blowouts that have occurred in Alaska since 1960, all but one have involved a shallow gas surprise.
Still, Forrester says a catastrophic blowout like the one that caused the Gulf spill is highly unlikely. At the first indication that there was oil or gas in the well, BP would engage the blowout preventer, the piece of safety equipment that failed so spectacularly in the Gulf. The state requires blowout prevention tests every 7 days. If a test fails, the project is shut down. Carl Manford is BP's program manager for the Liberty Project. He says the company has a wealth of technical data on the area they'll be drilling through.
And all of that data tells us that the overburden, so that's what we call the rock that's from surface down to the reservoir, is not hydrocarbon bearing. We don't believe there's any hydrocarbon there. There's no indications of that. We think the only hydrocarbon's down at the reservoir. So could there be surprises? It could be, but we think it's a super low probability of hydrocarbon being one of those surprises.
Manford says Liberty is a complex project with not a lot of room for error. And he says nothing is more important than getting the wells drilled cleanly and safely. And as he continues working to start drilling the first Liberty well, he says the Gulf of Mexico disaster is on his mind.
I'm shocked by what we're seeing in the Gulf of Mexico. Everybody in the company is. I think that everybody who's in drilling in the company is shocked. It's the type of thing that you never think and hope will never happen to you or anyone else, to be honest. But in this project, my team has worked really hard to ensure we have a rock-solid design that we can safely execute without the risk of any type of event like that.
BP had hoped to begin drilling this fall, but the company now says the new schedule is a moving target, and drilling isn't likely to begin until 2011. The state will hold a public hearing this fall to consider strengthening the requirements for ultra-extended reach wells. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.